Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dean, I guess there is much reaction to the passing of James Vanderbeek, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. From fans, for sure, but his co-stars... from the many shows and movies that he has been on are certainly reacting. Dawson's Creek, everybody has commented. He starred on that show from 1998 until the show went off the air in the early 2000s. It became like a, you know, one of the very first new young TV dramas, and he co-starred with Katie Holmes and Michelle Williams and Joshua Jackson. He went on to movies like Varsity Blues. He was on TV shows like CSI Cyber and The Rules of Attraction. Katie Holmes posted a handwritten letter that's very, very touching and very lengthy, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Katie Holmes... wrote, among other things, here we go, if I can just get it on the computer. She writes, I mourn this loss with a heart holding the reality of his absence and deep gratitude for his imprint on it. She goes on to tell his wife, Kimberly, and their six children that she will always be there for them. Some of the other reactions include... I can't find the other reactions here, I'm sorry, but every other cast member has reacted and mm-hmm. said something about it, just talked about how sad they are. Here we go. Chad Michael Murray, sending love and light to your beautiful family. James was a giant. His words, his art and humanity inspired all of us. He inspired us to be better in all ways. Sarah Michelle Gellar wrote, I'm so sad for your beautiful family. While James's legacy will always live on, this is a huge loss to not just your family, but to the world. Co-star Busy Phillips wrote, James Vanderbeek was one in a billion and will be forever missed. I don't know what else to say. I'm just so sad. He was only 48 years old. That's part of the great sadness of this whole thing. They set up a GoFundMe page for the family because he's been battling colorectal cancer for a couple of years, and the medical bills were unbelievable. They said that the medical costs left the family out of funds, working hard to stay in their home. So they set up this page. The page had a goal of reaching $1.3 million, which it just did within the last hour, hit that mark. But if people still want to donate and help, if you go to GoFundMe.com and search James Vanderbeek, you can make, you know, a donation of whatever kind you want.
He had been working through this illness up until fairly recently, right?
Well, he had done some projects. I would say within the last 6 months or so, he has kept a pretty low profile. Last September, there was a Dawson's Creek reunion, and he was not there. He recorded something for them, but he was not well enough to attend the actual reunion itself. His recorded message, you know, brought the house down, of course, but he looked very, very thin. He looked like somebody who had been battling a serious illness, you know, for quite some time in the video that was sent.
And, Dean, it sounds like there's going to be more F1 coming soon, huh?
Yes, and that's not Bob trying to hide using F-words on the show. That is the name of the movie that was a huge smash this past summer, the Brad Pitt movie. It earned $633 million worldwide. It's up for four Oscars next month, including Best Picture, Yesterday, it was announced that there will officially be a sequel. The word comes from super producer Jerry Bruckheimer, who says that they are currently working on the script, and it all looks good, but he did not say whether or not Brad Pitt would be back behind the wheel again. I can't imagine that there would be a movie like this without Brad Pitt in it. He's got to be back in it.
Yeah, and I can't imagine they're not offering him a zillion dollars because that franchise is a huge moneymaker.
Yeah, it made tons of money. So hopefully, hopefully they'll be able to get that done. F1, or as I like to call it, driving in on the Edens at 4 o'clock in the morning when I come to work, and everybody is going 100 miles an hour. I feel like I'm on the racetrack with them every morning.
What's the latest with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni?
Well, we thought there might be a settlement yesterday because they were ordered to go to a mediator and, to sit with calmer heads and to talk about these lawsuits and allegations that have been flying back and forth. They did meet yesterday, and absolutely nothing happened. No deal was made. Lively is accusing Baldoni of sexually harassing her when they were making their movie It Ends With Us. She also says he ran a smear campaign against her after she said something about it. So mediation fails. Now there will be a formal trial, and that will begin in May.
Let me ask you about your Margot Robbie interview. Was this a satellite interview, or did you get to meet her in person?
No, this was a real interview where we get to talk face-to-face.
Lucky you.
Yeah, she's I've interviewed her several times, and she's always a character. She was a little bit on the serious side this time. She not only stars in this new version of Wuthering Heights, but she also is one of the producers of the movie. So she had a little bit of a business face on during all of this. Wuthering Heights, if you don't know, is one of the most classic and one of the most romantic pieces of English literature that is based on Emily Bronte's 1847 novel. It's not a coincidence that it's coming out on Valentine's Day weekend. This is a very different version of Wuthering Heights, though. I'll tell you more about the movie when I review it tomorrow. They did make some changes to the original story, and when we sat down to talk, she told me she knows that the expectations are high on this one.
I just feel like of course you want to honor the book, and I know how protective I am over the books that I love, and at the same time, this very much is more of an interpretation rather than an adaptation. And anyone who knows and loves this book should know that no one can adapt this. You cannot recreate this for a movie. It's not possible. It's just too dense and complex and sprawling, and most movie adaptations stop halfway through the book, and ours does too. Very few even do the second half of the book. And even then you can't fit everything in. So instead what Emerald's done, which I think was an amazing choice, was try to give the feeling that she felt when she read the book at 14 and try and put that into a movie, and then kind of like reverse engineer the story into just giving that emotional feeling to the audience.
Yeah, so the new Wuthering Heights also co-stars Jacob El Dori. We'll share some of our conversation with him coming up soon. And the movie opens tomorrow, and I'll give you my full review not only on that, but on this new Chris Hemsworth movie that's called Crime 101, Mark Ruffalo, Halle Berry. It is like an old-fashioned crime heist thriller. I'm going to be giving it a very good review. I thought it was so great. It was shot like these great old edge of your seat thrillers that we used to get, like kind of gritty looking, mm-hmm. 1970s style. A lot of car chases, a lot of cool cars, cool muscle cars in it. So I'll tell you about both of those movies when I give you my reviews tomorrow morning.
Yeah, talking about being on the edge of your seat, I thought your review for Send Help was spot on. Saw it, and that, let me tell you something, it was like a roller coaster ride, but it took these twists and turns, and it certainly wasn't predictable at all.
No, not one bit. It's a little bit. It's the story of a office worker who is abused by her obnoxious, chauvinistic boss. There is a business trip on which they're flying on the company's private plane that crashes into the ocean. The little mousy, abused coworker and the obnoxious boss are the only two survivors of it all. And he's severely injured in the whole thing. So he now, being so obnoxious and mean and abusive, is in, is completely helpless and dependent on her now at this point. And the movie is a little like Castaway, the Tom Hanks movie. It's a little like Misery. Is she going to get her revenge like that movie? It becomes a little like a bit of a horror movie. There are so many twists and turns. And then there are like tons of jokes in the movie as well that yeah. are really funny. It was really brilliantly put together by director Sam Raimi. Rachel McAdams stars in this movie, and
yeah,
I really recommend it.
I mean, I can't say the movie stayed with me after I walked out of the theater, but
all right.
While you're in there, it's wild.
Sometimes you just need a couple of hours of distraction. That's all you need.
These days, we need more than a couple hours.
Well, that's true.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.